What is most important is that you remain faithful to His purposes. Purpose-driven churches are led by purpose-driven leaders. Acts 13:36, one of my life verses, tells us that David was purpose-driven. It says, "When David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he died." I can't think of a greater epitaph. Imagine having that statement inscribed on your tombstone. He served God's purpose in his own generation. My prayer is that God will be able to say that about me when I die. And my motivation for writing this book is that God will be able to say that about you when you die. The secret of effective ministry is to fulfill both parts of this statement. First, we must serve God's purpose. The main thrust of this book has been to define God's purpose for the church and identify the practical implications of those purposes. God's purposes for the church are also His purpose for every Christian. As individual followers of Christ, we are to use our lives in worship, ministry, evangelism, discipleship, and fellowship. Having the church allows us to do this together. We are not alone. The second half of David's epitaph is just as crucial as the first. He served God's purpose in his own generation. The fact is, we can't serve God in any other generation except our own. Ministry must always be done in the context of the current generation and culture. We must minister to people in the culture as it really is, not in some past form that we may have idealized in our mind. We can benefit from the wisdom and experiences of great Christian leaders who live before us, but we cannot preach and minister the way they did because we don't have the same culture. David's ministry was both relevant and timely. He served God's purpose, which is eternal and unchanging, in his generation, which was current and changing. He served the timeless in a timely way. He was both orthodox and contemporary, biblical and relevant. Being contemporary without compromising the truth